Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'd like to give you a couple of updates on the Thunder and NVDA free screen readers that I reviewed a couple of weeks ago. A couple of users have given me some information that may be helpful to you for the Thunder review and the NVDA review. First, I'd like to just briefly talk about Thunder. This is going to be a short file, only a couple minutes long. There's only a couple of updates I have, but I did want to give them to you. So, we're in Thunder.
Help. Button. Settings. Button. Setup. Scansoft Tom underscore full underscore 2 kilohertz. Sappy 5.
Once you click the settings button, and you go into the settings configuration, I was saying on my original review of Thunder that I didn't like the fact that Thunder didn't, when you ran Thunder, it came up with the default settings and didn't know if I was doing something wrong or there just wasn't a way to set settings and save them. Well, Sky Taylor from the BCT mailing list let me know that there indeed is a way to save settings in Thunder. Once you're inside the settings dialog and you're making changes to the settings and you get it set the way you want it,
file menu item,
if you hit Alt, you'll be in the file menu,
load configuration, save configuration, menu item.
You can go down to Save Configuration, hit Enter.
Application. Speed 5.
Okay, so we've saved that. I'm going to tab down to OK.
Hotkeys, script, Alt, checked, update, OK, Scansoft Tom, OK, button, Thunder, settings. Button.
And then I'm going to close Thunder.
Exit Thunder. Do you really want to...
And I've exited Thunder now, and I'm going to bring it up again.
Defaults Thunder, comma settings, button.
Okay, so it doesn't automatically come up, but hopefully...
Help, button, settings, button, set, comma OK, button. Mary, Sappy, file, menu item, load configuration, menu item, load configuration, point. Comma file name colon LOC LOC default dot LOC list item windward dot LOC list windward LOC default dot LOC list windward dot LOC list item windward LOC.
Interesting, there's a default and there's a windward.
Set comma Mary Sappy 4 speed 5 Mary Sappy 4 file menu item. Load configuration.
Load menu configuration.
Item. Load configuration. Point. Comma file name colon. LOC. LOC. Default dot LOC. List item. Windward dot LOC. Windward. LOC. Default dot LOC. My recent documents. Up one level. But look in. Thunder. Combo box. Up one level. My recent documents. Button. Default dot LOC. List item. Set. Comma Mary. Sappy 4.
And that's the default. Okay. Let me try this one more time.
English Amer. English.
English Amer. English Amer. Learn a tip.
Learn a tip.
Microsoft.
Scansoft Daniel under.
Scan. Scan.
Scan. Scansoft Tom underscore full underscore 2.
Okay, and I'm back to Scansoft Tom. So let me try to save this yet again.
File. Menu item. Load configuration. Save configuration. Menu item.
Okay, I'm going to press enter on this.
Application. Speed 5. Scansoft Tom underscore full underscore 22 kilohertz. Sappy 5.
So, this is very strange.
File. Load configuration. Save configuration. Save as. Menu item.
Okay, let's try a save as. Maybe I'm just doing this wrong.
Save configuration. File name. Default. LOC. Default. LOC.
And we'll just call this Rick.
R-I-C-K. Full stop. L-O-C.
Dot L-O-C, I guess.
Save as type. Screen reader configuration. File name. Default points. L-O-C. List my recent. Up one left. Save and thunder. Kebab box.
Save and thunder.
Up one. My default points. Hello. File name. Rick points. Hello. Save as type. Script. Save. Button.
I'm going to tell it to save.
Set up scansoft tom underscore full underscore 2 kilohertz, sappy 5.
And I suppose I could have saved this as default as well, but I didn't.
Gold wave, under, settings, button. Exit Thunder.
I'm going to exit Thunder again.
Do you really want to close down your screen reader? Yeah.
And I'm going to run it again.
Default Thunder settings button.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Help button settings button.
Okay, and that's basically all I have to add for Thunder. Next, I'm going to cover a setting for NVDA that a user gave me as well, and then we'll wrap it up.
Exit Thunder. Do you really want to close down your screen reader? Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to run NVDA now.
NVDA started. NVDA interface window. Rich editable text NVDA. Quick start document.
Okay, now NVDA is up and running.
Desktop list. Thunder screen reader list item selected 30.
There is a way. And Darren Duff from the BCT list gave me this information shortly after I did the NVDA review. He told me that there indeed is a way to read the status line information on programs. So I'm going to bring up Outlook Express.
Oh, OpenBook 7.0, Outlook Express list item. Inbox, Outlook Express, main identity window, Outlook Express message list. Restore, Joseph Lee list item selected subject.
Okay. And if you want to read the status line, you press insert and the end key. END, the end key.
Status bar 1 message or error soccer S. 0 unread working online receiving mail.
And it read that status line on Outlook Express for me when I did that.
NVDA interface window. Rich editable text. Inbox. Outlook Express. Main identity window. Outlook Express message list. Joseph Lee list item.
So.
Outbox outline item selected 61 at 68 level 2. Sent items outline item selected 6. Deleted items. Drops out. Blind mailing lists outline. Blind cool tech outline item selected 4 of 68 level 3. Outlook Express message list. Meal viewers list item selected subject. Re. BCT. Just how many hours can one record on? Status bar 1 message or Emmer Sog or S. 1 unread working online.
And ScanSoft Samantha doesn't read that real well, but it said one.
Status bar 1 message or Emmer Sog or S. 1 unread working online.
1 messages and or messages. again, that's another thing I don't quite like. As I've said before, in the higher quality voices, the ScanSofts, the NeoSpeeches, the AT&T Natural Voices, some of the ways they tend to read things on the computer, I just don't care for. A couple other things on NVDA that got fixed in build 425. That's when I started the review. There was an error that came up when I pressed a key on the keyboard. Michael Curran says that is now fixed, and I haven't noticed that happen again. Some of the focus issues, when I was reading menu items, certain times it wasn't reading them right. Michael believes that is now fixed in build 425. The other complaint I had about Sappy sounding scratchy when he was switching back and forth between voices, he told me that's the way Sappy handles changes when the frequency of the voice is different than the prior voice it was in. You know, since it defaulted to Microsoft, Sappy 5, that's a real low rate, and when I switched to the higher voices, they're a much higher frequency rate. So it was scratchy. So what he ended up doing in build 425 is when you switch between voices, he tells Sappy to stop the voice, and then he reinitializes it. And that gets rid of that scratchy problem. It's really not a big deal, I guess. Because if you go in and out of NVDA, then the voice isn't scratchy anymore. So that wasn't a big deal either. Okay, that about wraps it up. I don't have any other real information to give you on either screen reader right now. The NVDA
you have mail.
Website has changed. And I've posted the new link on my website in the links section under the screen reader area. So take note of that because it has changed again. He's changed it a couple times recently, and hopefully this will be the last one. But I did want to let you know about that too. And that wraps this up. So I hope it's been helpful and you've enjoyed it. And I'll talk to you next time.